Good morning again. I'm delighted to have this chance this morning to share with you some thoughts and exploration and experimenting I've been doing for the last couple weeks. My working title for today's ever-evolving message is Awakening To. It all started a couple of weeks ago when we were here for the final service with Reverend Crystal as our senior minister. And as we celebrated and released her to go out into the world and follow her nudge, just like Reverend Jim went out into the world to follow his nudge and other ministers before have, we too embarked on a new journey. In our ceremony of release and celebration, we spoke about our congregation as we who stay. We who stay. And we know that we who stay, we are the church. We are the body and the heart and the soul of the church. So I just want to acknowledge that. And I want to acknowledge that we who stay are on a really interesting journey right now. I know from talking with a number of people in our congregation that this time of change and transition hits people in different ways. And the reactions range from gratitude to grief, sadness, joy, eager anticipation, anxiety, a reaffirmation of a desire for clear guidance as to how we steer this ship and what will the next harbor look like. And a reaffirmed trust in the unfolding of the universe. We are in the unfolding of the universe. We are the unfolding of the universe, even as we surrender to not knowing what that looks like. As Reverend Roger said in his message several weeks ago, or actually I guess Data said, we know nothing. We are always living in the mystery, and not knowing anything is the first step on the path of wisdom. So we are in a place of mystery. We are in the right place at the right time. And as I've been thinking about this time of change and opportunities to grow and evolve into who we're going to be next, I've spent some time looking more deeply than usual into our mission statement, which we read aloud earlier today. I wanted to really get a more personal sense of how it reflects that ever-present force of life that in our mission statement is referred to as divine essence, and how that mission statement and its words may serve us who stay to move through these times of way of change in the highest way possible, for the highest good possible. So right off, I realized something surprising about myself. You know, being raised Catholic, confession comes naturally to me. It didn't used to be with such a large crowd. I had fallen into a pattern of almost automatic reciting or reading of our mission as part of our routine Sunday service. And I wasn't really taking in the full import or impact of the words. I wasn't getting a whole lot of juice for the squeeze. And that's really because I wasn't taking time to soak in it and to work with it. I've had a hunch for a while that our mission statement may be an extremely powerful focus and source of inspiration for us, particularly now as we're moving forward into the world of not knowing and evolving mystery. It could be a cornerstone of our developing understanding of what wants to be expressed through us and as us, the Unity Church in Albany, next. So I decided to take some time to take a look at it and ask a few questions. My basic question was, are these just a bunch of great words? Because we had some great wordsmiths putting them together. Or could they really provide clarity and deep inspiration to us about who we are and how we move in the world, for us personally and for us as a church. So spoiler alert, I'm going to cut to the end of my story so that you know where we're going. After doing some digging and savoring and feeling into what was behind or under or in the words, I found myself ever so slowly opening to a different and deeper understanding of the doorway and the path that that mission can take us to if we choose, both individually and as a congregation. So I began experimenting with making our mission statement my personal affirmation. And I've experimented with saying, I choose to awaken to and embrace the divine essence, all beings through prayer and service. I am awakening to and embracing the divine essence of all persons through prayer and service. And oh my gosh, what an amazing experience this has been, taking those ins and those words in and feeling the vibration of them going into my cells and lifting me up. So I've decided to clear my throat, to keep building a more conscious, personal, intimate relationship with those words and to use that as a daily affirmation. My sense as I stand here this morning is that we as the church, we who stay, if we take on this mission statement for the beauty and power and truth of the words and take that in, it can really serve us like a beacon, a very bright light, like a lighthouse or a guiding star as we sail through these waters of change. So let me share with you some of my thoughts. Let's see what we have here. So there it is. Awaken to and embrace the divine essence of all beings through prayer and service. I'm going to talk first about some exploring with divine essence and then awakening to and embracing. Prayer and service are really important, but I'm not going to talk about them today. We'll leave that for another day, and you'll be glad that I did. So we all know that our mission is grounded in awakening to the divine essence of all beings. I think of divine essence basically as spirit, our indwelling spirit, or God, called so many other names by so many other people. Frank Fool's Crow calls it the big holy, which I love. Other traditions call it the great mystery, Allah, Jehovah. Whatever the name is that resonates with you, if it's not spirit or God or divine essence, just know that I'm talking to you anyway, and feel free to substitute my word for your word so you can really take it in. So as we spend a moment focusing on divine essence, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and stay awake as we breathe in the words, divine essence. Divine essence. Always with us, in us, flowing to us and through us, as us. Let's breathe that in and let it land. Divine essence. I feel you. I see you. I want you. Let's think of that as vibrant life force. Pure light and pure unconditional love inside us always. With your eyes still closed, please take a moment to focus now on unconditional love. We use those words so casually, but the actual experience of unconditional love can be quite rare. And when it happens, it's quite amazing. See if you can pull up a memory of a moment when you felt unconditional love. Either you feeling unconditional love for another being or thing, for the two dogs who sit by your side or cradle in your arms, or for a baby or a child, or a loved one, or a pet who feeds your heart and your soul. Have you ever felt unconditional love for? If so, what does that feel like in your body? You know that feeling if you felt it. bring that up now. If you don't have that kind of memory, maybe you're lucky enough to have a memory of feeling that you were loved unconditionally by someone or something at some time. Bring that feeling up. And if in this moment a memory doesn't come to you, then just use your imagination. How might it feel in a moment of unconditionally loving something? Dark chocolate qualifies. For me, very often, the remembering of holding my newborn baby will bring me back to that feeling of unconditional love. I know for others it could be their dog or their cat. So while your eyes are still closed and you are marinating in some kind of experience of unconditional love and knowing that that is part of the divine essence in each one of us, let that sensory experience of unconditional love just melt into your sense of divine essence so that you experience them as one and the same in this moment. Knowing that unconditional love is always emanating to us and through us from this divine essence that is always present. Can you sense or imagine how amazing it is to be filled with the awareness of unconditional love of divine essence? What would it be like to be aware of that on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, knowing and feeling that constant presence, that constant emanation in us, through us, and with us? And then to be aware that that very same life force and unconditional love is awakened to and radiating, emanating from all other beings. Wouldn't that be amazing? That is a truth that is out there in here for us any moment. So if you don't mind leaving that sweet place you're in, please open your eyes. Now I know that many in our congregation have had their own unique experience of divine essence, or maybe many, many different kinds of experiences of divine essence. I would love sometime to sit in a talking stick circle around a fire and just one by one share some of those moments where we have felt hit by grace, are aware that this divine essence is real for us and is alive in us. That would be fantastic. I too have had some low-key but very sweet moments of awareness of divine essence. And the one that happened most recently took me quite by surprise, which I guess is how it happens. I woke up one morning and I felt particularly good. I thought, oh, that's nice. Wonder what that's about. And as I went through my morning, I noticed that I was walking in love. I was seeing with eyes of love. I hadn't intended it. It wasn't an intention. It wasn't even a prayer that day. It just was upon me. I was in a place of grace. And even when I went to work, and a woman who is a perpetual irritant to me, as I suspect I am to her, we are one another's teachers, I keep telling myself. When I saw her, I felt a small spark of irritation and then an immediate dissolving into this warm wave of love. And to my shock, I felt my heart just opening and wrapping around her and holding us together. I just loved her. That was a miracle. And it wasn't of me, but it definitely came from that divine essence that is always there. And for some reason that day, my busy mind hadn't gotten in the way of it. So how do we keep finding a way to awaken to and experience divine essence in whatever shape or form that it may show up for us? But before, let me ask you something. How many of you have had an experience like that, your own kind of feeling in grace or essence through lots of people? And how many of you who just raised your hands have experienced what I call the seesaw phenomenon, where you feel wondrously alive and one with God, and then over time, it's gone. You're just drunk with busyness and things you need to do and mundane patterns of living. How many of you have experienced that? Yeah, almost the same number. Me too. I struggle with that. And I really look at how can we move away from that. Jerry Patel was saying to me after the first service this morning that he had read that that's actually an essential rhythm, because most of us couldn't handle a constant level of that kind of awareness of divine presence. I'd be happy to try. Apparently, we're not the only ones who experience that seesaw phenomenon. Even the most remarkable shamans, our monks, our saints, have experienced going from super hot, tender love connection with the divine to feeling icebox cold and disconnected. And then over and over again, the pattern goes. So what awakens us and what will allow us to keep recovering to a place of awakening too? Well, as I've thought about it, it looks as though there are as many ways to find our way to awakening too again and again as there are people. And we all evolve and morph over time. So what worked yesterday may or may not work tomorrow, but there is always a way. We know that there are people who've had big awakenings. We have the Buddha, for example. We have a lot of saints. I've been reading about Catherine of Siena recently, and she had an ecstatic, mystical experience of Jesus as a little girl that she continued to experience periodically through her life. So those are our big awakenings. For those of us who are not prone yet to find God in a burning bush talking to us, are getting 10 commandments handed to us from atop a mountain, there are lots of other less dramatic but still very, very significant ways of awakening. One path is prayer. And we know from Unity teachings that prayer is all about shifting us. It's not about petitioning God. And for those of us raised Catholic, that was a little bit of a shock to hear that. Eric Butterworth is my go-to guy when it comes to Unity teachings about prayer. And in one of his books called The Universe is Calling, he tells us prayer is not trying to reach God or inform God or tell God all about your troubles. It is to know God as the infinite resource within and to expand your self-realization. God doesn't have what we need. God is what we need. Ooh, thank you, Eric. So clearly, prayer is a very significant path of awakening for many, and prayer takes all kinds of forms. Other paths to significant awakenings include coming together here or in any group to worship and to come into connection with divine essence, or to study truth teachings, or through music. So often, I'll be listening to the music of our incredible music ministry and feeling the life of God just course through me. The veils raise and my heart is open and I'm aware of divine presence. Others find it through dance, our sacred ecstatic experience, or being fully present in moments of joy or great sorrow or suffering. Sam and I have been studying with a really interesting ecstatic mystic named Brad Keeney. And he has studied ecstatic mystical experiences around the planet. And interestingly enough, has found multiple accounts of ecstatic mystical experiences by people who were enslaved, where there was great suffering and sorrow and vulnerable hearts open to the divine. So it can come to us in all kinds of different ways. Each one is just a different path of raising the veil, of being one with our God. So for us, the invitation is to experiment and see what kind of spiritual practice works now for us to awaken us to and make us feel that divine essence inside. And it may change over time. So along with the words of divine essence and awakening to, we have the word embrace. And the phrase, embrace the divine presence, divine essence. Well, that's an interesting word. It actually turns out to be really important in terms of us anchoring into this divine essence. If all we did was awaken to it, it could be like seeing someone across the room and saying, hello there, divine essence. Good to see you, gotta go, and move along. But no, our mission statement talks about awakening to divine essence and then embracing it. Embracing it. Now, an embrace is something that we do with a loved one or something that we love. And I went to the dictionary to say, you know, is there another way to look at embracing? And it's the same thing. It's by the dictionary, it means bringing someone or something close to your heart as a sign of affection or love. Well, what a difference when we awaken to the divine essence within and then we bring it close into our hearts consciously, because of course it's always there, but we embrace it and bring it in. Can you feel the power of that? It's so different than just awakening to and moving right along. When I'm in that moment of embracing and really holding on to divine essence with a sense of love, I feel like I am the song. I am a sanctuary. We are a sanctuary. We are one with God. We've raised the veil. Now, as I was thinking about this, holding closely divine presence as I would someone I love, it dawned on me that there's another piece that I hadn't noticed before. And the subtitle of this section of the message could be, it's an inside job. I realized that when I recite the mission statement here at Unity, and we get to awakening to and embracing the divine essence of all beings, I am out there with you, with other beings. And last week, one day, I woke up, I thought, hey, Heather, you're one of those all beings. Where's that happening in your experience? And I thought, oh. So the first step is to awaken to and embrace divine essence in ourselves. To claim that is who we are. And then from that place, I can awaken to and see the divine in every single person as part of the divine essence. And that gives truth to the phrase namaste, which is all about how the divine in me bows to the divine in you. And so doing the inside job first allows me to be in communion in a moment of namaste in a way that I had missed before. So it's getting time to move along to the rest of the service. But before we do, I just want to share three quick thoughts with you. First is to give you an invitation, or what we would call a loving challenge, to consider building your own deeper, more personal, more intimate connection with the words of our mission statement, if you feel so called, and see what happens. And it's easy enough to put your own words to that. It could be, I intend to awaken to and embrace. I want to awaken to embrace. I yearn to awaken embrace. I choose. Or I am awakening to and embracing the divine essence of all beings through prayer and service. Try that on and see whether your relationship with the message of those words changes in some way, changes you, changes your experience of who you are, and perhaps for us as a congregation, changes our experience of who we be as we go through this time together of change and transition. As I mentioned in my spoiler alert at the very beginning, I see my shawl's falling off here. I'll just take it off. My deep sense, after having spent several weeks with this, is that the mission statement that came up through us and we repeat every Sunday together is about as inspiring and powerful a tool as we could ever want to have to guide us as a beacon, as a lighthouse, as a guiding star through the seas of change that we're in. See over time if you feel the same way. And last and not least, let's go to our affirmation for the week. Let's read it together once, and then I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and I'll read it to you, and then we'll read it together a third time, okay? Today, I choose to awaken to and embrace my divine essence and the divine essence of all beings. Close your eyes. Today, I choose to awaken to and embrace my divine essence and the divine essence of all beings. And let's say it together. Today, I choose to awaken to and embrace my divine essence and the divine essence of all beings. And so it is. Thank you. You do know that you are the most